The NBA's All-Stars and thousands of their fans are descending on Charlotte for activities surrounding Sunday's game at the Spectrum Center. More than 150 All-Star-related events are on the calendar locally over the next few days. There's something for everyone, whether you've got big bucks to spend, little or no entertainment budget, or you're just curious about all the NBA hoopla. Joining me for our regular Thursday weekend entertainment segment here on WFAE and to talk about some of these options, including where to see your favorite basketball stars over the weekend, is Francine Marie of the Francine Marie Show, Saturday mornings on V101.9 in Charlotte. Hey, Francine, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 150 events. We can't talk about all 150, but let's pick off a few of, I guess, editor's choices here for the weekend. Where would you start if you were suggesting some places for fans and others to hang out the next few days?
How about the Fillmore in Charlotte's Music Factory? Because everybody's familiar with the Fillmore, right? So we've got NBA, they're partnering up with TNT American Express Roadshow. And you're going to be able to see some really cool players, retired mostly. But that one's happening Thursday night, tonight, 6:30 p.m. So that's a good one. And Chris Tucker, the legendary Chris Tucker, is going to be entertaining that. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool?
And that goes this Friday as well, right?
Yeah, so Thursday and Friday.
Okay, so that's at the Fillmore. And you say there will be some mostly retired or former players there. What about for fans and maybe families who want to see some of the current big names and, you know, NBA All-Stars?
So how about meeting professional players like Kemba Walker and Malik Monk and Cody Zeller? They're going to be at South Park Mall. Now, that's going to be exciting because you can bring the kids, and they're going to be having that event.
They'll be just dribbling down the the mall interior, right?
I tried to envision it as I was reading it. I said, well, that's going to be kind of fun. Everybody's going to have a basketball in their hand on Friday at South Park Mall at Belk. And there's going to be photo opportunities and autograph opportunities, refreshments and music. I just call it a big old party at Belk.
Mm-hmm. And so that sounds kid-friendly, and that's a freebie, right?
It's a freebie.
Mm-hmm. Some of these events are not free by a long shot, right?
No. You can have $20 in your pocket or $8,000.
Mm. $8,000.
$8,000.
Is there an $8,000 ticket out there?
There's an $8,000 ticket, and that's going to be at the Oak Room, 200 East Bland Street, and the kickoff party for Floyd Money Mayweather, and that's $20. I'm quite sure. I don't know what you're going to get for $20, but the highest ticket there is $8,000.
I'll make note of that.
Okay.
Back to the masses in terms of fan access. This weekend, there is a big event going on really over the entire weekend, Friday through Sunday, downtown or uptown at the Epicenter, right?
The Epicenter is probably going to be the focus for a lot of people in Charlotte. They're going to Uber, they're going to walk, they're going to find some way to get to the Epicenter.
And what's going on there?
So we've got a lot of things at the Epicenter, actually tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I'm quite sure they'll have a little bit of a leftover on Sunday. So if you go to the Epicenter and just go online and Google the times that you want to come, because they're going to be happening all day. So the family, that's going to be a good daytime place to go. In the evening, good party place.
And so, I mean, we know of the Epicenter as a party spot, a nighttime party spot, basically, attractive for a lot of young people. But there's going to be other things going on, a wider range of things going on this weekend, right?
Panel discussions. You're going to have, like I said, some opportunities for some autographs, some photographs. And it's just a good way for you to find some good memorabilia because this is history in Charlotte.
Right. The last All-Star game, 1991, I think it was.
It was.
In Charlotte. but that Epicenter event, it is free, but it does require a ticket, I understand, from NBAEvents.com. So
yeah.
Just for the record.
NBAEvents.com is the place that you want to go if you want some credible information about where is the party, what time is the party, how much is that party or that event.
So it sounds, Francine, like, and this is just kind of the tip of the iceberg with the events going on this weekend, but this weekend is about basketball, obviously, the big attraction, the big game on Sunday, but it's also about people getting together and having a good time.
That's the bottom line. You want to meet some new friends and bond with the ones that you have. Take the family out, so don't forget them. Take them out during the day so they can experience it.
Well, Francine Marie of V101.9 in Charlotte, thanks for talking All-Star Weekend with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.